Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do towards your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Next thing you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, to 109th to figure road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't let nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Right here, these are that.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Spokane, Solidad, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that.
They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swatting me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. Well, I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting near. And the motherfuckers doing.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
I'm Ken Scott. I'm a senior U.S. immigration law intelligence analyst with USEntryWaiverServices.com. And obviously, we resolve complex, well, I guess all, but complex border crossing issues. U.S. waiver, pardon, whatever, ties and equities, some removals, depending upon the complexity or yada. But the bottom line is, whatever you have that stops you from entering the USA, we can sort you out quite proper. So I was thinking today, do a quick show. I'm going to have a guest on today. And this individual, he's one of our clients, but the way he found us or verified our authenticity is very unique. So I'm debating whether I should do my traditional intro. Let's see. Yep, here we go. No, you know what? That's fine. I'll do my traditional intro. My tribute to You Know Who. Okay, that's enough for Father Putin for the moment. But when I was in Estonia, I went to Tallinn. I should have went over to Russia. I was going to go on the ferry, well, the cruise ship, to St. Petersburg. But at the last minute, I never made it. So, but when I go back to Estonia, to the Tallinn office, then I may take the boat over to Russia. Having said that, something I wanted to say for all my friends in Estonia, obviously, I love you guys as well in the country. So, don't mind it if I say Father Putin, because I know what it's like there regarding that. So anyway, obviously I love Estonia too. If I had not, you know, been there, I would have loved it. So anyway, so we got that out of the way. Let me get a hold of brother. For the sake of today's show, we're going to call him Mr. Singh. All right, let me just ring him up. See if Mr. Singh answers. Okay. It's a bit loud there. Holy shit.
Hello.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good, good. So, today is the show right now.
Wait, what?
I just wanted to reach out to you. Today's the show, the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to give you a quick shout out. You're on the air, so I guess I want to say millions of Canadians are listening to your voice right now.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so thanks for coming on board for doing the episode.
No problem.
What I was going to say, as you may be aware, there's one troll who likes to troll me.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, I mean, his words are meaningless. But this one troll was saying that we have no Siri location. I am only literally inside a box right now, like a UPS box. And basically, you don't exist. He's saying there's no clientele, no facilities, there's nothing. So you are not in existence right now, apparently. So
really?
I want you to tell. Yeah. So I want you to tell the crowd. What it's like when how you found us and what it was like.
So basically, I actually found you on Google, and I called your number. You answered, and I basically explained my story to you, and you told me that it was a weekend actually, last year in November, a year ago exactly almost, and I gave you my story. You told me that you'd help me out, no problem, and you've had hundreds of cases. You're professional. Laid back, the best, you know, we've become friends now, but, you know, really nice personality and a good guy right when you start speaking to him. And so I went on Monday, and his office is on Scott Road and just on the Surrey side of Scott Road, 120th Street and 72nd Ave, across the street from the Krispy Kreme, the only Krispy Kreme, basically, in Delta, Lower Mainland, Metro Vancouver. And I met with his assistant when I walked in, went up to the office, forgot the gentleman's name, but really nice guy.
Richard.
He was Richard, exactly, Rich. Yeah, so basically he took all my information, took copies of my passport, basically took care of me, guided me the right way, right when I walked in there. He told me exactly what I needed to do. We basically, the next morning, to get my court records, Ken had already been on it. So it would, that whole process of the time it takes to get court records sometimes takes a long time. Ken was able to do it in less than 3-4 days. And so my application process went from 12 months, right, to we already narrowed it down to 6 months because my court records, Ken was able to pull some tricks and get my court records to me right away. So basically after my court records came in, I had previous counselor counseling that was done years ago. Ken introduced me to a new counselor. She talked to me, spoke a few times over about a month's period, and this is now in December. And by the first week of January, we had all my entire package all ready to go and ready for submission. Ken told me, again, I was really hesitant. I was nervous. I hadn't been down to the States in 10, 11 years. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know what to expect, actually, when I got there. He told me, he's like, listen, he's like, go to this border. They'll take care of you. They know me. They know my clients. They know that I send a lot of people down to them. They're more than happy to take care of you. So just go down, then you'll have no issues. Exactly that's what happened. I got down there thinking that, you know, it was going to be a huge mess or whatnot, and I was just super nervous. I got inside. They actually went through the car the regular way. So you basically drive like you're driving across, You see the customs officer. You tell him you're going to submit your package. He lets you. He gives you a slip, just like usual if you're getting checked or whatnot. You pull up to the parking lot or whatever, and you go inside and you submit your waiver. And they take care of you. They're asking no questions about anything, just to make sure they go over it with you. The gentleman actually that I had, the customs officer, he actually went through my whole application properly to make sure that I had signed it everywhere that I needed to sign it, right? And that was it. He took my my fee, $585 or whatever, at the other window in the customs office, their headquarters there, and that was it. I submitted my waiver, and I think January, first week of January, and my waiver was back in COVID. I think just before April 20th.
Okay, right.
So it literally was a 3-month process. So the whole entire process from me hiring Ken to me getting my waiver was from basically December to April, 4 months.
Oh, wow. Even I didn't know that.
Yeah, it only took us 4 months to do it, and it was all thanks to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. One of the things I was going to ask you, you are in a unique position because you've actually spoken to our counselor. So in case the mm-hmm. rule says we have no counselor that works with us, you've spoken to her. And
yeah, I've spoken
you've been
to her.
I've
spoken to her a lot. Yeah.
And let's see what else. Oh, and the way you verified that we were authentic, that even honestly, that blew me away.
I think you were the one of the first two or three people on Google that popped up, and your ratings were really high.
Oh, thank
your ratings
you.
Were really high. So and nowadays, if you want to know if a place is good or not, you obviously check the Google reviews, right?
Yeah, but you did something different. You made a phone call.
Oh, I made a phone call. You answered. You guided me to the right direction. You told me to go to the office on Monday morning. It was basically 2 days later. You got me into an appointment. I went to your office, your boardroom, sat with Richard, took all my documents down. You were actually on conference call too. So I was actually speaking to Richard and you were on the phone. So you made sure that Richard was to get all the documents that I needed done, and then you guys basically gave me the instructions to do what to do next, and yeah, that was it.
But no, what I was talking about
how no one can miss it.
Oh, no, I was talking about how you verified, but you verified us another way because you made contact with a buddy of yours. I'm talking about that.
Oh
story.
Yeah, Mr. Jones in Birmingham.
Yeah, because he
Mr.
actually
Jones
came
in
down
Birmingham,
to the Yorkshire office.
He was actually he's from here, from Canada, but he's living in Birmingham, and he's the one who actually basically told me that he was the same representative that Ken was. Ken was the same representative for the both of us.
Yeah, he came out to the Yorkshire office. He met me and Mr. Ben Archer, actually. And he would tell you about that. And
oh,
then,
really?
And then I guess you phoned him. I had no idea you knew him, much less phoning him. And then
exactly. Well, you know what it was? I just let him know that after I submitted my package, I actually was talking to him. And it was funny because I was like, hey, man, I'm like, this black guy, and, you know, is he like, you know, I'm doing my package and this black guy, don't mean no offense or anything like that, but this black guy really laid back, like really friendly, really nice guy. Does he know what he's doing? And he's like, bro, this guy is the best. This guy's this. You know, he's taking care of my everything. I've already got an interview with the embassy here, the U.S. embassy here. And, you know, dude, just use him. And you're not going to regret it. And, yeah, basically that was it. That's all it took. He's got an interview. He's been he hasn't been back here for years now, but he's got his interview. He's almost allowed back into the state. His case was a really complex one too. He's the one who referred me, and he loves Ken.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. And for the people who don't live in Surrey, I have nothing but love for Surrey. But
yeah,
people who don't live in Surrey, they don't understand that Surrey, everyone knows everyone. There's some kind of connection. And
exactly.
that kind of proved it. And I tell people, like, for example, in Surrey, let's say if I had a dollar store, if I start ripping off people coming in there, the word's going to get around. And then if I rip off the wrong person, I have other things to worry about than bad reviews.
Yeah.
No, exactly. You know,
And you know what? A lot of people don't really know that, you don't really need a lawyer to take care of this stuff for you, you know? And you're one of the only guys in town, I think, that has a reputation, even with the fingerprinting and, like, getting your Canadian criminal record check and all that kind of stuff done. Like, you have everything set up so proper that, like, it's so smooth. Like, you on Saturday, I remember, on Friday night, I spoke to you. On Saturday morning, I had already got my fingerprints done through Mr. Sidhu in Pyle Business Center.
Yes, I do, yeah.
You know?
Yep, that's true.
And so, like, we were already on it. Like, the fingerprints were back. The fingerprints were back before Christmas.
That's right. You know? That's right. Yeah. So I guess that did take 4 months. Yeah, you're right.
Right. It only took 4 months. You got the court records in like 3 days. You got fingerprints. I got the fingerprints done in 3 weeks. My drug test was done on Boxing Day, and it came out. The results came back just after New Year's, and then that was basically the last thing was the drug test, and the results came just after New Year's, and I think like the first week of January we submitted the package.
Right, and we did, perfectly. And you got
your approval.
I
don't know on the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it's like April 19th or April 20th is it was a one-year waiver. Actually, me and Ken, we've already spoke about this, and we're going to start doing the package for the next one, for the renewal, and we're aiming for a five-year, and it'll be good.
Yeah, because you are in a unique position where you've seen a lot of things. That these people have not seen. And even the time you flew down to Cali and you went through YVR.
Yeah. Just in COVID, just recently in here in August, and I went back in September.
September. Oh.
Yeah. So and I was there for August for 2 weeks in September to October. Yeah, and I had no issues at all. Seeing the waiver, I just presented them the waiver with your passport. And that's it. That's all you need to do is show them. You can't hide the waiver. You have to present it with the passport. And obviously during COVID, some of the customs officers may ask you, is this essential travel or not? But mine was a different case, a different scenario. So I was allowed back. I was allowed back into California with no issues, no questions, no nothing. They just look at your waiver, where you're going, how long you're going for, what are you taking with you. That's all. The three, like the regular questions that everybody gets. And with my waiver, he looked at my waiver, and that's all. Nothing else. Didn't have to go into the back for fingerprints or processing. Nothing.
Oh, that's perfect.
I haven't drove across. Again, my scenario is different. My spouse is a citizen of America, so. I'm actually allowed to go back regardless of essential or non-essential travel, right? So I haven't decided to drive across through Washington, but I think it'd be probably the same scenario.
You won't be allowed to drive, actually, unless you're a essential worker. So, no, not with this COVID, unfortunately. So
really?
Really?
My wife's still a resident there. She's not a PR here, right? So I thought if we were both to travel across, you should be able to do that. Because she's a returning American citizen, right?
But you can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, actually. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try.
We talk about that offline. Yeah, I don't want anything risking your waiver. It just might... I would recommend flying down while this BS is going on with this COVID, but unless you have to, unless you can just wait until the borders reopen, and we think we're going to reopen maybe.
And I'm hearing that they're going to be opening up pretty soon here.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, in the new year, so that's not too far along. Yeah.
And also, I want to thank you for the gentleman you referred us to. I believe he's got his paperwork now, I'm not mistaken.
Was it Ali or was it the older gentleman?
It's only...
There's two or three guys.
It's the...
One was... Surrey. Both guys from Surrey.
I was going to say, since Surrey is so connected, I'm hesitant to always mention identifying data. I should just ask you off air because it's hard,
sure.
You know, like I said, so much interconnected there. So, but that's fine. There's no big thing there.
Yeah, no worries.
So,
and we can do something good. We'll chat soon, and if you have any more questions, let me know.
Oh, I mean, it's perfect. I mean, you did an excellent show, and glad you were happy with the service. And like I said, you're one of the few who's seen quite a bit from the offices and the other staff members and et cetera. So the troll realizes that I'm not making. He knows I'm not making this stuff up because I don't have to make stuff up.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no, everything was awesome, bro, and I'm going to continue using you until I need this waiver. Actually, you helped me do my Balsal immigration stuff too. You gave me the contact information for that expert. Yeah, exactly. So no, you're a well connected person, man, and I'm glad that I came to you.
So she has a PR already.
She's applied for the work visa, and we were supposed to do it together, but I didn't realize. So we're gonna do the permanent residency one next like couple days.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my guy that I sent you to, he'll take good care of you, so it won't be an issue.
Yeah. Sure. No, he's a good guy.
So. Perfect.
All right.
Well, I won't hold you up. I know you're a busy man, so thank you for coming on board, and I'm sure the people in the audience are grateful for your call.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I'll talk to you soon then.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bro. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so he's gone. That's client, he's a really good client, so to speak. I mean, he gave us what we needed at the time. He's a pleasant fellow. I mean, I have no complaints whatsoever. He just I wish every client was just like that. Although I have to admit a good 90% of the clientele we have are like that. So we don't take just any client. I mean, the thing is, he went over it when he said that fact that you just cannot call and come down, or mostly just cannot drop in because you do not have the location. And one of the things I never asked him, but one of the things, ways we do it is because the fact that on the website, we list the box, and the box is fine. So just in case we get someone who should not be coming down because they're not all there upstairs, so to speak, we do have a bit of a screening process we go through, and I don't want to bore anyone about the process now, but also a security thing. And if you pass the screening, so to speak, and you have sound mind, and obviously if you can afford the fees, we have you come down, and we do 95% of everything. You do very little or no work. I mean, the letters of reference, the rehabilitation, your letter, the research, everything. And some clientele qualify for free prints, free testing, I guess I should say complimentary, and the complimentary counseling. So some do, some don't. The higher you are in the food chain, the more that stuff comes complimentary. The lower you are in the food chain, then, I mean, obviously you have to pay because it's still a business. And I have to admit, we cater to the big fish. I can say he's right up there in the big fish category. He's at the beginning of where the big fish start, so to speak. So yeah, he and his friends are definitely up there. So in that sense, that part's good to go. And we put out a lot of free, you know, we give a lot of free content anyway, you know, free videos, YouTube, check out the stuff we put up there. Because if I can save you guys some money, then I'm more than happy to do that if possible. And, you know, this is COVID, and I know not everyone has deep pockets. There's not many AC cons running around. And when we do these shows, certain people, they don't mind their names mentioned for some reason. In fact, they want their names mentioned, so I don't mind it. So that's why I refer to AC Khan, Sukhwinder Singh, and Jazz Singh. They, well, they like the attention, I guess. But they have no issues whatsoever. But his name obviously has changed to protect the client's, you know, personal info. Same with the gentleman in Birmingham. It's also been changed, so... It's kind of too bad because I wish we could just not have to do it that way. But after all, I mean, the people that have gotten in trouble in the past, so some of them, this is a bit of a sensitive topic that they have. So it is what it is, and that's it. And let's see. How long have I been talking so far? Well, I'm getting better now. Looks like I only have 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes left. I have a bad habit of being long-winded. I'm terribly sorry about that, but it is what it is, and that's just me. But I want to use up my last 3 minutes here. And what I can do is the one gentleman who's in that special chat room who had a question about if he had a charge, does he require U.S. waiver? For you, sir, I'm going to do a special show or special episode and post that and show you in the regulations exactly where it says that you may or may not need a waiver. It's kind of hard to explain without actually having it on the screen. But like the ones I've done recently here the past few days, I'm going to go to each window and show you exactly where and why and how. And then that way, you'll be good to go. One thing I want to touch upon before my time is up. These sex crimes are very hard to clear. And I don't know. I'm just thinking if I should say this or not. That's fine. I know for competitors who may be watching, these sex crimes are really hard to clear. We can still clear them, but they are a lot of work. So if a person goes to a discount waiver company, the Batman's pardons and waivers and pays $6.99 and he gets denied, that kind of case or whatever, he only has himself to blame for that. But one of the things I want to emphasize is the fact that for sex assault type convictions, again, it's not legal advice, yada, yada, for the troll. You really should not include any kind of police report or transcripts, even if the service asks for it. Because what they do is they look at those transcripts and they put in, and they have a designation for you. And depending upon where you fall in that designation, you could make it harder to get cleared. And I'll kind of leave it there for the moment. I'm going to have a training class on that probably. Yeah, I may do that next week. But this is something I discovered, something I ran into today in a case. And I see how this gentleman's case, he had the wrong designation that was done by a lawyer, of all people, messed his case up as well. But prior to that, he went to a discount waiver company back east. So go figure. And beyond that, I guess I better get ready to sign off here. Let's see, where am I at now? There we go. So today it was less than it normally is, and I'm proud of myself. So all you guys, just enjoy your life, work hard, stay safe from COVID, and stay tuned for other exciting episodes of the Denied Entry to USA show. Although I also call it the U.S. Entry Waiver show, so I call it either or. But just remember, www.usentrywaiverservices.com or senditToKen.com. 1-888-908-3841 or 604-332-9213. So Denied Entry to USA. We are there when you need us.
Here I stand, gun bent, gotta represent, soft scent, trope, L.A. every day, nigga, monthly, yearly. 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me. Atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area. Bull Massive Pit Bull Terrier. I'm coming through like the Wu Dump in Chambers. Third Light, get it right, nigga, danger. 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me. Lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me. 40 Glock up on your block, headshot. Chest plate getting blown when the 9 knocks. And in the distance, ain't no resistance.
Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me. Said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and Chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave, I've been kicking static. I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See, I'm a stand-up, stomp-down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my stalls on my black swim. See, I'm a G nigga married to the thug shit. Here the COE, Sherm sticks. That's how we do it, kicking back.
What up? You join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about U.S. entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna get y'all know something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Pit as I ride, smoking that cot. Oh, still stay lit, my eyes are soaked. They flame like fire. I keep replacing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Don't peace if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. That's great, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit by 100 on chronic and smoke the whole fucking ounce up. Bitches coming, they go, see, they go.
I can help you. Good, how are you? Good, good. Oh, yeah, so no worries. So when you say denial, I assume you mean denial of a waiver case, correct? Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. I can tell you exactly what they did. Was it stayed or dismissed? Yeah. What year were you convicted? Okay, here's what happened. They at CBP, they have access to all convictions and charges. In your case, they saw you were charged with PPT, but they saw it dropped to simple possession. And remember, these border guards have their own quota, so to speak, of people they deny entry to, because if they don't make that, if they don't make that quota, they get in trouble by upper management, you know, because they have a yearly performance appraisal and yada yada. So they saw you were charged with PPT. They saw it was possession. Possession still requires a waiver. That part's fine. What they want to do, they want you to come down there, and they see it where it says trafficking charge. They will say, so, Mr. Singh, what happened with the trafficking? How much weight were you moving? And then you not knowing any better. Although now you know, not knowing any better, you say, oh, well, you know, I had a couple of bricks in the trunk. I moved my chopper across the border with Clay LaRouche, etc., etc. Oh, okay, thank you, sir, for your honesty. And because of your honesty, because you're so honest, you talked yourself into a much more serious problem voluntarily. That's the trick. So I'm so glad you didn't go down there yet, because they were trying to screw you. But now, are you 100% sure you got convicted of just possession only? Okay, so if you plead to possession, you found guilty of possession, you do need a waiver. So the smart thing for you to do is, I would not take it to them, because if you take it to them, they'll see you got a conviction for possession. But they're gonna dig. They're going on a fishing trip. They say, tell us what happened. Give us the details. And the more details you give, the deeper you just dig your hole. So you understand the street game, but a lot of people, actually the people who don't have the trafficking one, they tend to get caught up more. But the people with trafficking offenses, they understand the street game, so they don't get usually as screwed, because they understand the system. So basically, in your case, we could put together a waiver. And if it's only drug possession, it's not trafficking, those are in the 950 category. Because what we do is we charge how severe the case is. So if you'd been moving bricks across the border, I would have told you $4,000 or $5,000. But if you're just selling like a little bit of reefer back and had a little bit of reefer in your pocket or whatever, then I mean that's a $950,000 case. That's much lower and cheaper because you just had some. Was it coke? Was it what was it? Oh, okay, yeah. You just gave me an inspiration, and the reason why I say it is because about 3 minutes ago, we literally just did a YouTube video on a client who came to the Surrey office and what it was like for him. Because we also put out like instructional videos for people, for cases, because we give a lot of free info away anyway. Because we have that, we have an internet talk radio show. I mean, what you just said about the guards when you come down, I'm going to do an episode on that maybe the next few days, because people need to understand that when you go down there to these guards and start volunteering stuff, you're screwing yourself. So if you want to beat these people the game, which I like to beat them, we have to put together a waiver packet. And I said, this is a 950 case, you know, obviously the government fee is separate. And then if you're an essential worker, which you are, it sounds like, you're actually allowed to go to the border and file. The new ruling came out about 2 weeks ago that essential workers can file. So I'm thinking you're probably deemed essential worker, right? I believe. Okay. Okay. That's true. One of the things, good, one of the things they look for, it doesn't apply to you. Have you, you've heard of what they call point to point? What some of the drivers do, some of the newer drivers to Canada, they have a habit of, as you're aware, you're supposed to, let's say, take down a load of, let's say, nails to Bellingham and then come back with a cargo of lettuce to Canada. That's allowed, as you already know. You're not allowed to take down a load of nails, then go to Portland, pick up a load of onions, take those to Los Angeles, and then come back that way. You're supposed to go down and come back up. Some of these dual drivers have a habit of going to point, and they get caught, and they end up with five-year bans. So they're not supposed to do that. And so it doesn't apply to you, because I know you don't do that, but some of these guys are doing that, trying to make the extra money on the side. And okay. Okay, perfect. Right. Oh, no, I mean, what you're saying is great. I mean, you're on definitely the right track. And the court file, you said you have the actual court files from the courthouse? Was it the Surrey court? That would be Surrey. Oh, yeah, that's pretty fast. So what you're going to need is what's called the record of proceedings and then the disposition, which you might have those two. Okay, well, perfect. Oh, perfect. So what we can do is put this case together. And if you got the court files, we could probably have this case ready within 3 weeks. Probably in your case around the 5 or 6 month mark. So you could probably theoretically file in December and get your approval maybe by May or June. Yeah, but if you live, do you live in North Bend? Oh. Okay, well in that case we can have you come in tomorrow, and have you see Jimmy, and then just bring those documents in. If you can get the names of four friends that you know, and how long, and then the great things that they would say, we can write their letters of reference. We can write your letter of explanation. Because we do basically 95% of everything. You do very little work yourself. And for your company, like for employment, can we show that you have a trucking company? And you got your 2019 NOA? Oh, right. So that okay, perfect then. Did you want to come in tomorrow, let's say noon? It'll be Jimmy. Do you know Dr. Chima? I think he did back in the day. Yeah, back in the day he did. Because the office is right down the street from his office. It's 7164. Yes, 120th. It's about 4 or 5 units down from Dr. Chima, and a few units up from the One More Thai restaurant. No, it's on the Surrey side, but like I said, it's about 4 units down from Dr. Chima's office. The same plaza. Yeah, do you know the UPS store on Scott and 72nd? Yeah, right behind the UPS store in that complex. But there, the Surrey location is anyway. Okay, perfect. Can I get your name? You might have to get your name. You might have. Okay, perfect. And I'm Ken Scott. Oh, yeah, perfect. And I'm Ken Scott. So yeah, because when you call, I thought maybe you just saw the video we just literally posted 3 minutes ago. But I guess maybe you hadn't. Oh, you'll get approved. Do you know? Because we've gotten Peter Gill cleared and Paul Chiba cleared, so if those guys can get cleared, anyone can get cleared. Yes. Okay, well, you're only convicted of possession, so beyond that, I mean, you're pretty much innocent, so. Okay. Okay. You know what I think that is? I think that's from back in the day. Is they see the name, they said, "Oh, we'll check him out a lot closer." It's like if Pete tried to get his PAL, assuming they would even give it to him, they would probably take even longer. So I think it's the. Right. Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, so long as you got only convicted of possession and you weren't convicted of PPT, I mean, yeah, that we can turn around. Honestly, I tell you, and I tell everyone this, and then I'll get your email address and I'll send you these links. What I tell people is, if they can avoid a pardon, don't do it because it's a waste of money. And trust me, we're in the pardon business as well. But I tell people, we're in the business, and I tell people pardons are a waste of money. Save your money. Because, in fact, I'm bluntly honest with every client, and I say, well, look, you've got your own business, and you're not trying to get bonded or security license or a job. What's the pardon going to do for you? Nothing. So I say save your money. Don't even worry about a pardon. EagleWestDevelopments@gmail.com. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to send you the link for our shows and our YouTube channel. The video I literally just made 10, 15 minutes ago. And I thought you heard the video. So he must have heard the video and called in. Oh, sure. No worries. Because all the brothers from back in the day of the Bindi era, we actually cleared. And Pete even gave us a Google review. I'll send you a link for it. But I said, bro, are you sure? He said, yeah. So, all right. Yeah. One thing you might be able to do is at the UPS box, there's Raj. His name is Raj. He's the owner there. He's a turban guy. And Raj actually is a firearms instructor. I guess you don't really have to go through the course because you've already had the course. But if you go in there and if you say I sent you, say Ken Scott, and ask Raj about that PAL and about the delay, he might be able to give you some insights. I would see what Raj says. No, honesty. Okay, all right. Let me send that to you in a bit and have you come tomorrow to see Jimmy. I'll let Jimmy know. Perfect. No worries. If you could bring in your passport, that would be great. All right. Thanks for the call. We'll get that kick back. I'm trying.